Angela Makes a Friend by Grant Geddes. It's the first day of the new school year, and everyone is so happy to go to school. Well, everyone but Angela. Angela is a little scared to go to school because she will be the new kid and she has no friends. With teary eyes, Angela waves goodbye to her mommy and gets on the bus. As Angela takes her seat at the back of the bus, she takes a look outside the window and sees the familiar face. Her imaginary friend Gracie was flying next to the bus. For the entire bus ride, Angela watches Gracie. Before she knew it, the bus driver was yelling, "Everybody off the bus!" Angela is the last one to get off the bus, and as she steps down the stairs, Gracie is right there waiting for her. Gracie asks Angela, "How was your ride?" As Angela walks into the school building, she realizes how many people there are and tries her best to avoid them all. Gracie notices Angela is scared, so she says, "Keep your chin up and stand tall!" As Angela rushes to her classroom, she thinks, "I will make a move as quickly as I can so I don't have to talk to anybody." She eventually makes it to her classroom, but she is even more scared of the classroom than the hallway. She feels like all eyes are on her. Angela runs to the back of the classroom, trying not to be seen. When she finally gets to her desk and takes everything out of her backpack, she realizes she forgot a pencil. She quietly tells Gracie, "I forgot to bring a pencil." Gracie quietly responds with, "Why don't you ask someone if you can borrow one of theirs?" Gracie tries to get Angela to talk to someone new. However, Angela does not want to make any new friends. She's just too scared. Angela looks around and luckily finds a pencil. Gracie shakes her head in disapproval. Right after Angela finds the pencil, she hears the teacher tell the class it's time for recess. Angela makes her way outside and looks around to see what she can do. Angela frowns when she realizes everyone is playing with someone, except for her. In order to cheer her up, Gracie says, "Let's go play on the seesaw." Angela nods in agreement. Angela pouts, noticing that she can't seesaw with Gracie because she isn't real. Gracie begins to giggle and she says, "You need someone else to seesaw with you, so just ask someone." Gracie doesn't want to ask anyone, but suddenly Noelle comes over and asks, "Hey, can I seesaw with you?" Fearfully, Angela agrees. They talk and seesaw together and learn that they both like the anime characters Gotcha Girls. When recess is over, Angela and Noelle are still talking. Gotcha Girls wasn't the only thing they had in common. While Gracie is smiling overhead, Angela and Noelle walk into the school building and sit next to each other for the rest of the day. After the best first day of school ever, Angela begins packing up to get ready to go home. She starts walking to the door, but when a girl walks up and knocks everything out of her hands, Angela begins to cry. Gracie, not knowing what to do, tries to call Noelle. Noelle turns around and sees Angela crying. She walks up to the bully and says, "Hey, you know you can't just pick on other people. If you are not here to do something nice, you should just leave." The bully packs up and leaves the room. Noelle helps Angela pick up her things, and they walk out of the classroom together. As Angela and Noelle leave the classroom, Angela asks, "Why did you help me?" Noelle responds, "That's what friends are for, silly." They continue walking from the classroom giggling. Standing behind the girls, Gracie sheds a joyful tear and says, "Well, I guess she doesn't need me anymore. Good luck, Angela and Noelle."